Dios ka chaihina tapunika ipachapika.
Maana Mungu aliupenda ulimwengu hivi.
Aina tana adwitiya kumaruniga putinawani yandu.
Shenzhi jiang ta da dusengzi zigei tamen.
Hello, my name is Morgan Jackson, and I'm the International Director for Faith Comes by Hearing. What we want to talk to you today about is a ministry of reaching 50% of the world who are poor and illiterate. What I mean by that is these are people who belong to what we call oral cultures. All history, all of their traditions, everything has come down through stories, poetry, songs, and dance. These people live on an average of less than $2 a day. They're extremely poor, and the only way they can receive the Word of God is if it comes in an oral form. I often go to Africa, and one of the stories that really has captured me is the story among the Kankombas. What we do is we do a dramatized recording, word for word, of the New Testament once Wycliffe or the Bible societies have completed the translation. When this was done, we began to put one New Testament on cassette in every church and every village in the Kankoma community. There's over 1 million Kankoma people. Well, when these cassettes came to a church in a village, the first reaction of the people was, God speaks our language. We don't need a translator to talk to God. God can address us directly. Elders and chiefs who before had rejected the gospel said, no, we need to listen to this because it is from among us. These people speak our language. It's Kankomba. Well, as the people listen, they gather in groups of sometimes 50, sometimes 200 people, oftentimes simply under trees. Out in the shade of a tree, you'll see 150 or 200 people gathered with a little cassette recorder. And as they listen so carefully that you can hear the leaves rustle. And immediately, once the listening is done, the questions begin to come. Why did Jesus cast the demons out of the demoniac? Didn't he know they'd go into the pigs? Now, I'm wondering, what's the issue here? They're saying, did he reimburse the village for the pigs? They rewind the tape. They listen. No, the village wasn't reimbursed. Yes, he knew they were going to go into the pigs because they'd asked for permission. Well, why did he do something so evil? Somebody will ask. They go back and forth. Somebody says, well, he said to leave the 99 and go to the one. Well, why did he have to do something so evil to the other 99 if he just wanted to help the one? Suddenly, you begin to realize they live in a community where all of the property is communal. So if a herd of 2,000 pigs belonged to them, 50 of those would have been one family's, 10 of them another's. So they're looking at, in their money, 10 million CDs. For us, maybe that would be $200,000 or $400,000, depending on the area. Jesus had destroyed that much property, and they were wondering, if we welcome Jesus into our community, will he do the same thing? Well, the discussion goes on 20 or 30 minutes, and finally when it's done, the elders bring the discussion together, and they say, we believe the reason that Jesus did this is because we have men like this in our community who are insane, possessed, and we all know we would rather that one of them died than our pigs. Isn't it true? And they all go, yes, that's true. So we know that Jesus did this to show us the value of one man's soul is greater than 2,000 pigs, 10 million naira of our money. Wow. Now, as they discuss, they begin to apply the scriptures and transformation takes place. So the word of God heard in these communities is powerful. Now, we are working throughout all of Africa in almost 40 different languages. Village by village, church by church, people are hearing the Word of God. But what happens is every time a church begins to listen, they do what the Kankomas do. They take the New Testament out to unreached villages and play the Word of God. What we need is your help. We need your help to bring the Word of God to these nations. In Africa, less than 20% of people will ever be able to read the Scriptures.